You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of God. We search to hear the voice of God, and we know where He speaks. That is in His Word. That's why I've named this program WGOD. If I owned a radio station, that would be the call letters, if I could have them, because I've learned the secret, and I share it with you, and that is God is always broadcasting. He always has something to say. You can hear the Word of Truth today when you tune in to His frequency, and we're about to do that here in just 1 minute. In the meantime, I invite you out this weekend, Island Community Church, Sunday morning, 10:30. We're going to look at, well, my sermon I've entitled The Return of the Demon. And it comes out of Matthew chapter 12. We're going through Matthew. I didn't have time for this on Sunday, last Sunday, so I didn't want to skip this. Matthew 12:43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he says, I get this, then he says, I will return to my house. Well, first of all, why did the spirit leave him? Well, because of the grace of God and the power of Jesus Christ. Everyone, I believe, has the opportunity to believe and receive Jesus Christ. And he'll clean the house and he'll get rid of the demons so you can think clearly and hear from God. Everyone, I believe, no one will be able to point a bony finger at God on Judgment Day and say, you were not fair to me. We know that's not true. For God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made so that they are without excuse. And I believe that God cleans house when people go to a Billy Graham crusade. I believe they've been swept clean of all the evil spirits that they had. And you go in and you hear the word, and then you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision there for Jesus Christ, because this demon says, I will return. Sounds like MacArthur. I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, Jesus continues, when this demon comes back to wherever or whoever he occupied before, it says, when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. You see, after he's cleaned house, your house shouldn't look like that, friend. You ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit by this time. God cleans house. You can think clearly now. Now is the acceptable time, Paul said. Now is the day of salvation. When you can hear this and Jesus is real to you and you contemplate this and hear this message, now is the time to receive Jesus Christ. And then your house will be filled with the Spirit. And then when that demon comes back, there's going to be a no vacancy sign hanging over your soul. No vacancy. I like that. I got to remember that once Sunday comes. So again, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation. That's where we're at. Sunday morning, we're also going to look at the parable of the soils, the first half of Matthew chapter 13, the most famous chapter in all of Matthew. Love to see you. Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive, Sunday morning at 10:30 for the return of the demon. Look for it here on the radio starting Monday.
He was physically right here on earth, and the miracles he did, they gave the credit to Satan for. He's not here on the earth for you to commit that. You cannot commit that sin today. This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. The unpardonable sin is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit by charging that Jesus, see, that's the key, by charging that Jesus performed his miracles by the power of Satan rather than by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The unpardonable sin is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit by charging that Jesus performed his miracles by the power of Satan rather than by the power of the Holy Spirit. In effect, this was calling the Holy Spirit, I won't even say it, this was calling the Holy Spirit that other name. It starts with a B, the ruler of the demons. Look once more too at this verse. It'll not be forgiven him either in this age or in the age to come. What a terrible sin. This from John MacArthur. No forgiveness was possible for these Pharisees who witnessed Jesus' miracles firsthand and knew the truth of his claims and still blasphemed the Holy Spirit because they had already rejected the fullness or already rejected the fullest possible revelation. See Hebrews 6:4. It doesn't get any worse. Hebrews 6:4 talks, well, read that sometime. Hebrews 6:4, about falling away from the faith. Okay, number five. It's as simple as that. We won't spend any more time on that. You can't commit that today. You can't do this against people. You can't watch, you know, anyone. I'm not saying anything against them. Let's just say Benny Hinn. Nothing against him. I'm not slamming anyone. You can't watch Benny Hinn on TV do that and say, oh, he's doing that by the Spirit of. You can't commit that against man today. It was only against Jesus. And he's not, his ministry is, he's not here on earth performing miracles anymore. The Holy Spirit is now doing that. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit since the day of Pentecost. You cannot commit this sin today because Jesus is no longer on earth healing people. Flesh and blood, flesh and bone. He's no longer walking on earth healing people. The Spirit of Christ is always healing people. There'd be no one left if he wasn't healing people. The Spirit of God still heals today. Jesus still heals today. Let me get that right. Everyone understands. God's a healing God. He heals people. But the ministry of Jesus Christ is no longer going on here on earth. Point number five. A tree is known by its fruit. Verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I quote that verse all the time. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever your heart is full of, eventually is going to flow out of your mouth. Isn't that the truth? Sometimes when you don't know about someone, when you really question their motives or who they are or if they're genuine, just keep your mouth shut. As he hits his wife over there, see, I told you, honey. Just Keep your mouth shut. Eventually, they will play their whole card. Happens all the time. Whether it's a politician or a preacher, happens all the time. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can only contain yourself for so long. Whether or not you're a good tree or a bad tree, as the saying is, the proof's in the pudding. That's a Kentucky thing, isn't it? It is, yeah. Your fruit will always give you away. Your fruit will expose you. A person's fruit exposes all hypocrites who say one thing but practice another. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Let me read those two verses again. I say to you, this is the Son of God speaking. For every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So, question: does Jesus' words include you, since you're a believer now? Answer: yes, they do. His words include you. His words include me. And this threat includes you. Peter wrote this under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Peter wrote. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. Let me read that again. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what'll be the outcome of those that don't obey the gospel? Now, if he goes on, verse 18, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? See, church, by your words you will be justified. And by your words you will be condemned. Now, Paul wrote this: therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one will receive the things done in their body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So, church, let's make that our aim as well. Amen? And if you find yourself guilty of this, as I do, I think this is a perfect time for us to have Holy Communion and leave it here with us today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.